South Africans know this story. Eskom deferred maintenance for years, made promises, missed deadlines, and told us that everything was under control. When the lights went out, it should not have been a surprise because this was the accumulated cost of neglect. The KwaZulu-Natal health system is a smaller stage, but the pattern is the same. I'm Craig Bentley McEwen, investigative journalist at Daily Maverick. For years, the central air conditioning system at Grey's Hospital in Pietermaritzburg, the infrastructure that keeps operating theatres sterile, cool, and safe, has been failing. Documents I've collected show that hospital and department officials have long known this. They documented it, submitted funding requests, signed off on those requests, and planned a full aircon system replacement with a completion date of March 2026. The system has not been replaced, repairs have not begun, and a consultant has not been appointed. In the meantime, surgeons have been strapping gore swabs to their foreheads and mopping one another's brows with sanitary pads to stop sweat dripping into open wounds. When the situation hit the news recently, the department's response was a Facebook post accusing critics of spreading misinformation. The theaters had experienced technical glitches, it said. Perfectly normal. 5 days later, the same department reported to the KZN Health Portfolio Committee that the situation needed to be declared a formal emergency. The risk of operating without proper cooling, it said, was simply too high. So which one was it? Technical glitch or emergency? My documents show the department has known the answer to that question for years. In June 2022, Grey's maintenance contractor assessed one of the air conditioning system's three cooling towers and found it rusted, leaking, and at the end of its working life. "This cooling tower has done its service," the contractor wrote. "It can fall any time and cause more damage." The hospital's then CEO forwarded the report to head office, requesting a professional assessment and funding. 8 months later, the contractor made the same finding again, this time attaching a full replacement quotation. A departmental infrastructure official filed another formal request. The same acting head signed off. So far, I've not been able to verify whether that cooling tower was ever replaced. But by late 2024, regional newspaper The Witness reported the cooling system had become non-functional, and the orthopedic unit had been without air conditioning for months. Only one of the hospital's four chillers was still working. A chiller is a key part of the air conditioning system. Staff had stopped filing complaints, they said. "It feels like no one cares," a person told The Witness. The department promised repairs would begin shortly and offered, in the meantime, to circulate a weekly weather report so that theatre scheduling could be planned around outdoor temperatures. The absurdity of this stirred staff members' emotions. By February 2026, theatre temperatures had become so extreme that major surgical operations were suspended. Records show theatre temperatures reached at least 27 degrees Celsius and in one instance 28 degrees in December. This is against recommended temperatures of less than 23 degrees, though staff tell me 19 degrees is ideal. Patients who had waited months for procedures were turned away. The Witness reported that one patient had had a stent inserted in February 2024. It should have been removed 3 months later. Nearly 2 years on, it had developed a bacterial infection. She refused to leave the hospital until it was resolved. Throughout all of this, there had been a plan on paper. The department's March 2022 annual report listed a new central cooling system at Grey's as a capital infrastructure priority. By February 2023, internal correspondence shows the project was at design development stage, with a confirmed completion date of March 2026. Between August and December of 2024, the Provincial Department of Public Works advertised and re-advertised for the professionals needed to carry it out. It collected bidders, but just like with cooling tower number two, what happened next, the documents don't tell me. The procurement process appeared to collapse. The department told lawmakers in February there had been significant delays in appointing consultants and the project was yet to begin. Portfolio Committee Chair Dr. Imran Kekar told me the department simply has not had the money to replace the system wholesale, leaving Grey's, like Eskom before it, to limp along on patchwork repairs. But the problem runs deeper than one broken air conditioner. In correspondence between the KZN Treasury and the Department of Health, which I have seen, Treasury suggested that maintenance budget was severely constrained. The department's approach had been reactive rather than preventative, driving up long-term costs and the risk of failures, just like at Eskom, and that maintenance posts were unfilled across the system. Treasury recommended adopting a risk-based preventative maintenance strategy, the implication being no such strategy exists. The proposed emergency fix, a fast-tracked air conditioning system restoration, will require closing a significant portion of Grey's Theatre and ICU capacity while work is carried out. But my sources argue that other Pietermaritzburg hospitals cannot absorb what Graves cannot handle. The referral system, one official told me, was already broken before the air conditioning became a crisis. Another staffer summed up who ultimately pays the price. Patients cannot go anywhere else when they need assistance. They are wholly dependent on the state. In private care, you can walk out and find another option. Not so here. I asked Dr. Kirke how it came to this. He slowly repeated my question back to me as if the answer were obvious. Because somebody didn't care. If you value this kind of journalism, support us by becoming a Maverick Insider. Details are in the caption below.